I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A. Joining us today is a Los Angeles-based guitar playing, sometimes blues woman. You play other genres too, though, Becky. Yeah. Her name is Becky Barksdale, and she's joined today by a couple of local musicians that you might recognize their name, Luke Perry and Ethan Thompson, providing the rhythm section here today. And a little bit about Becky before we hear a song. She's originally from Port Arthur, Texas, but now in Los Angeles, right?
Actually, just moved back to Texas.
You just moved back? Yeah. Well, we'll have to talk about that.
Okay.
And she has a couple of really cool career highlights. You played with Canned Heat a little bit. You toured with Michael Jackson back in 93. So she's done some pretty cool stuff. And she has a new album coming out soon that we'll be talking about. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What do you want to get started with today, Becky?
Satisfy Me.
It's Becky Barksdale. Ease this lonely feeling, there's nothing I won't do. Abandon time, a reason to get back to you. Cause you lift up my soul and make my heart skim. Don't need a net below, I wanna fall into your lips. You see my arms are open and my legs are weak. Satisfy me. Don't be shy. Satisfy me. Come on and try, try, try. You move so close, like you're moving in. I can feel your breath dancing on my skin. I can hear the animal screaming from inside. I can't help myself like a baby. I'm still crying. You see my Becky Barksdale, along with Luke Perry and Ethan Thompson on KUMD. Satisfy Me. And that one goes back a little ways, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. That's actually from my real live record and my Out of the Blue record. I have a live version of it and a studio version of it.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that you had moved back to Texas. You're originally from Texas.
Uh-huh.
When did you move to L.A.?
I moved there about 24 years ago.
So what prompted the move back?
You know, with the internet and everything, I just thought I could kind of live anywhere and do the same kind of thing and be sort of in the middle of the country, too. And I'm from there and have family there. And it just seemed like the thing to do.
Now, did you move back to Port Arthur or nearby? Or?
It's about an hour and a half north of Port Arthur, so it's close.
Okay.
It's pretty close.
And how long have you been back there?
I moved there exactly a year ago.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
I'm still kind of trying to figure out where I am.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you were growing up, according to your bio, you got your first guitar when you were 12. Your grandpa gave it to you.
Right.
Now, was it something that you were wanting, or is it something that hadn't occurred to you before?
It had not occurred to me. Just toys.
Mm-hmm.
Just toys up to that point.
Was it love at first play?
Yeah, or? And you know, he used to play ukulele. He would sit me on his lap when I was a little kid and play ukulele. And I can't help but think that has something to do with, you know, my bond to the instrument when he gave it to me. And it was a three-quarter guitar. It was a little smaller. And it was just something I fell in love with and entertained myself, basically. I mean, that was how it all started. I was just kind of entertaining myself in my room all day.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also had great uncles who were in the Sons of the Pioneers. Now,
right.
Were they on your grandpa's side of the family?
That's on my dad's side
of
the family.
Oh, okay, okay. And so was that something that you were aware of when you were growing
up? I had no idea. And then I moved out to California, and I was walking down Hollywood Boulevard, and I looked down, and there's a star, and it says the Sons of the Pioneers. And I was like, Dad! They have a star. You know, I didn't even know that they were, you know, I thought they were more like mm-hmm. a local country band.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I didn't really realize the scope of it. And so it was kind of alarming. I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
But then since then, I started listening to the music and I really love it. It's mm-hmm. great stuff.
And it's kind of cool to know that you got that in your family tree. And,
yeah.
And you're kind of continuing a tradition there.
Well, yeah.
What made you move out to Los Angeles in the first place?
Just to further my music career, I felt like I had been working in the Southeast Texas area for a while, and I moved there, you know, after I'd gotten out of college. I just felt like I wanted to see, you know, what was out there. I was very, very curious and just kind of had stars in my eyes, or just, you know, big-eyed and bushy-tailed, and got out there and didn't know what I was doing, but I learned everything the hard way. But it was fun. It was a great experience, and I go back there often. I go back there often to visit my friends, and I still run a business out there, so I go out there a bit for that, too.
A business doing?
I write music for movie trailers and a little bit for film.
Great. I suppose that was a great place to get that started.
Right, and that's the thing. I'm still doing that and able to do it in Texas thanks to the internet,
mm-hmm.
because everything's deliverable that way, and it just works out really great.
Now, how did you get into doing that?
What's funny is I really kind of always in the back of my mind wanted to do that. And I went to school for film scoring when I was in college. But I thought, you know, oh, that'll never really happen. But, you know, it's something I really had a love for. And I just ended up doing it. I don't even know. I can't even tell you how, but just making connections and keep working and doing a lot of work on spec, you know, and then finally making some connections and people being real happy with your work. And then one day I realized, hey, I'm actually doing this.
And so what movies would we have heard your music in?
Well, the most recent trailers I've done some music for, TV spot for Inception, that movie for Step It Up 3D.
Those are kind of different ends of the spectrum
there. I know,
it's
all over the place. I like every kind of music, so it's all over the place. And then there's a new horror movie coming out called Let Me In, I think. I don't know when that's going to be out, but it keeps me busy.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Now, do you do much touring these days?
Not so much, but I really want to do more. I miss it. Mm-hmm. I really, really miss it.
So you haven't been doing it for a while just because you were so busy doing other stuff?
Yeah, and moving, and it's just been kind of a hectic year, but mm-hmm. hopefully we'll start doing a lot more touring.
Now, you've been to this area a few times.
Mm-hmm.
What's your connection here?
These great guys.
Oh, okay. yeah. Now, how did you get involved with Luke and Ethan here who've been
So
many local bands and
we've just been playing together, got off and on for 10, 15 years, something like that. 10 years, probably more like 10 years.
Okay. So it's Blues Fest week and you say, hey, come on.
Yeah,
up.
Exactly.
Come on up, play some shows. Well, it's great to have you back, Becky.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
And let's hear another song.
Okay.
What do you want to play?
What do you guys want to play? Yeah, we'll do that. All right, here we go.
Under my hat, but look out, baby, that ain't where it's at. You know that I'm just a little bit wild. That sweet southern hospitality doesn't always come so naturally, baby. You know that I'm just a little bit wild. Just a little bit wild. Oh, babe, I'm just a little bit, I'm just a little bit wild. Oh, babe, I think you knew it when you met me, but you tried. I'm just a little bit wild.
That's Becky Barksdale on Live from Studio A, A Little Bit Wild. And that went from an earlier album as well. Now, you were mentioning before we went on the air, you have a studio at home, is that right?
Uh-huh.
So you've been doing an album. Are you working on it at home or are you doing it elsewhere?
Actually, both. I recorded a bunch of tracks in L.A. and then I'm doing like the final touches in my home studio.
Cool.
And then I'm sending it back out there to be mixed and mastered.
And it's a covers album, is that right?
Yeah, I'm actually working on about three different albums at the same time. Maybe I've got a mental, what do they call that when you have like four or five different personalities? But anyway, what I'm going to try to do this time, we'll see how it works, but I'm going to release singles digitally one at a time as they come up, as they're done. And then, you know, at a later date, compile them all and have an actual physical CD at a point. But I think it'll be interesting to see, you know, to actually the minute the single's done, to just put it out, you know, and kind of see how it goes. So that's my experiment for, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I saw you started with that, with one song on the website, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay, how's it been going so far?
Good, real good.
Yeah. And when was your last album before this?
Oh, God.
Like full length. I know you've had a couple EPs in there. You had kind of did a country thing back in 2002.
Yeah, that was a while back. Yeah, that was a while back. I think the last record I did was a Christmas record.
Oh, okay.
A Christmas CD, which is Blues Christmas. Blues Rock Christmas.
Uh-huh,
I guess
uh-huh.
We'll put it that way.
Well, that's kind of fun. What inspired you to do that?
You know, I love Christmas songs, and I just kind of felt like I wanted to take a stab at doing my own little take on them. And people seem to really enjoy it, and I enjoy listening to it myself, so I'm pretty happy with it.
Well, that's fun. And, you know, there aren't a lot of Christmas songs in that genre, so that's kind of cool.
Well, and these songs aren't in that genre. I put them there.
Whether
they belong there or not, they're there.
They're there now.
Yeah, they're there now.
Well, we'll have to get our hands on that, Becky.
Yeah,
it's always kind of fun to play that stuff around.
I'll make sure you get one.
Great. Around the holidays. So tell me about the songs that you wrote for the, or not that you wrote, because it's a covers album. I forgot about that part. How did you choose what you're going to do?
What I did was I went through and picked my favorite of all time blues songs. And a lot of them, I didn't even realize it when I was doing it. But when I look back at the list of the songs that I recorded, it was a lot of Willie Dixon songs, mm-hmm. a lot of Howlin' Wolf songs. I seemed to gravitate towards those two guys for mm-hmm. some reason.
Well, you're not alone in that. A lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, those are some of my favorite. I mean, I love those songs, but it was just funny to me when I looked at the list, and it was like all the, because, you know, there's so many different artists have covered those songs. So right off the top of my head, I wasn't even thinking about that. And then I looked at the writers, I was like, oh my God, I pretty much love these two guys.
Yeah. Were they some of the first people that you remember drawing you to the blues, or?
Yeah, and I was really lucky that I actually got to meet Willie Dixon, and I worked real closely with his daughter and his wife, Marie. They have the Blues Heaven Foundation, and I did a lot of work with them, did a lot of shows with them, raising money to support blues artists that had kind of gotten forgotten along the way, and they wrote some great songs, but for some reason, the way the situation was, they never made any money at that point.
Right.
So this was, and it was also to kind of keep the Chess Records building together, you know, so that was still going on, that studio there and everything. So it was the really great people, and I loved working with them, and so that I'm sure that had something to do with it, you know.
What's it like to meet one of your heroes like that too?
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. It's you know, it sets you back on your heels a little bit, because at the time you're just, you know, hey, and then you go, and then later you realize, oh my God, I just met, you know.
So, I suppose you've had a lot of those moments, though.
You know. I will say Michael Jackson was the most starstruck I've ever been.
Yeah.
I was on stage and I had been, you know, playing and just to, you know, meet him, and you think, oh, I'm in a cover band, and then you realize, no, I'm really not. This is a real band.
This is the real
this
Michael
is the real
Jackson.
That's really the guy right there.
Yeah, yeah.
And listening to his music since I was, you know, a little kid like everybody else, it was like, wow, this is crazy.
And now how did you get the call? Because you had been working with Canned Heat before that,
uh-huh.
right? So how'd you get the call?
Well, I've been working around LA a lot and playing in a lot of the local clubs and playing blues music, which was interesting because I got the call for the audition, and so did a lot of other people. It was a closed audition, but I think there was like 400 or 500 people who auditioned for it. And I was doing a blues show with Shirley Dixon, as it happens, at a club raising money for the Blues Heaven Foundation. And I had auditioned just with some of the group, and then they actually came out, the music director and a few of the people came out and saw the blues show, and they were like, come on down and, you know, and audition again. And, you know, because it was a long process. It took like 3 or 4 months of them going through everybody. But and then a lot of my friends were like, there's no way you're going to end up doing that because you play blues. Or who are you trying to kid? And I was like, well, you know, it's really... all rock music is really based on blues.
Yeah, it came from.
I said, there's a lot of difference in the tone of the guitar, but other than that, it's very similar. So, it was a great experience too. I'm really glad I.
Well, musically, what was it like working with him? I mean, he seems like he was a person that had a vision for what he was doing.
He did. He was very, very exacting, But at the same time, he gave me a lot of freedom, because there were a couple solos where I would say, is there anything, you know, what do you want me to do? And he said, just have fun with it. So there were times when he actually let you do your own thing and just have a good time. You know, that was like the most fun of all, is just doing your own thing. And he's right there next to you. You know, it was something I'll never forget. That's for sure.
And how long did you do that for?
About 2 years.
About 2 years. Wow. That must've been just a blast.
It was. And flying all over the country, you mm-hmm. know, or all over the world, really.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy places that I never thought I'd ever get to visit.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. Well, what do you want to finish up with today, Becky?
Do you guys want to do Handle With Care?
It's Becky Barksdale, live from Studio A.
handles you with care, handles you with care, handles you with care.
That's Becky Barksdale live from Studio A. Well, thanks so much, Becky.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Yeah, no problem. And so look for Becky's songs on her website, BeckyBarksdale.com.
Right.
They're going to come out one by one.
That's right. Pick the ones you like.
So what else? You know, you said you're doing a bunch of different things at the same time. So what other things
are you doing? Well, I'm doing some original blues songs, mm-hmm. and I'm doing the covers blues songs. And then, like, the single that I have out right now called It Hurts is... I would say it's kind of like Americana type of music, actually. I'm playing a dulcimer, and it's a little, I call it the softer side uh-huh. of me. So I've got about 3 different projects going right now.
So you've got a lot of different musical tastes, but this weekend it's all about the blues, right?
Yeah, that's my heart and soul.
That's where it all started for you. Thanks a lot. Becky Barksdale, along with Luke Perry and Ethan Thompson, and live from Studio A here on KUMD. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
And to check out upcoming guests or to listen to some of our archived Live from Studio A sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Today's program was produced by me, Christine Dean, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. This is Live from Studio A on KUMD. Thanks for listening.